This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the largest healthcare strike in U.S. history is now going into day two, when 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers walked off the job yesterday. They're supposed to go back Saturday morning, but if they do not receive the demands that they have been trying to negotiate with Kaiser, there could be a continuation of this in November, I think. So the employees work in California, Colorado, Washington, Oregon, and they're represented by a coalition of unions that comprise 40% of Kaiser Permanente staff. Nearly 200 workers from Kaiser facilities in Virginia and Washington, D.C. also joined the picket lines, but that was just for a single day on Wednesday. So the work stoppage is supposed to end Saturday morning, but the coalition said it's planning a longer strike in November if a new employment contract is not negotiated by then. In a statement, according to CNN, made by Hillary Costa yesterday, a spokesperson for Kaiser Permanente, said negotiations between the coalition and Kaiser ended without a settlement, but a number of tentative agreements in bargaining have been reached. Caroline Lucas, a spokesperson for the union coalition, said in a statement Wednesday that frontline healthcare workers are awaiting a meaningful response from Kaiser executives regarding some of our key priorities, including safe staffing, outsourcing protections, and incumbent healthcare workers' fair wages to reduce turnover. Turnover, and this, again, I get what they want. I understand that. I think a lot of healthcare workers are underpaid for what they do. But I think a lot of the demands that many of these union workers have, not so much in healthcare, but everywhere, is something that I think companies are struggling to solve. Every industry is having high turnover these days. Every industry is struggling to recruit. And so my fear is the strikes are going to keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. Fair wages to reduce turnover is a great idea. I mean, the wage has to be fair. The people are telling me they are overpaying their staff, and the staff still leave. And then you think, well, maybe they're not overpaying. Well, they're overpaying in terms of labor and in terms of what the market is. And so, you know, like in California, where fast food workers for franchisees that have over 100 stores nationally have to pay the workers $20 an hour, you could still have high turnover. If somebody doesn't want to work for your company but wants to go across the street, now that they know everybody's paying the same, is that really going to stop turnover? Now, in healthcare, it's really dangerous when you're understaffed. And the workers are saying that is why they're striking. They're overworked. They're burnt out. They're covering chronic staff shortages. And I got to tell you, it is really difficult to run a hospital or a medical center and get stuff done if you're understaffed. Man, you guys have noticed it. You're like, you call up and you never get a nurse. You never get somebody talking to you on the phone. It's now an automated response. You don't get your results timely. You don't, and it's frustrating. Now, we're being told that even though acute care is still being done in emergent care, that some non-urgent care and elective procedures are being postponed if they don't have enough staff. They say sometimes our OR can be backed up if we can't get patients out of the OR fast enough into the recovery unit. It's really bad for the frontline health workers when we're trying to work with the patients and get them where they need, but we don't have the staff. So during the Great Resignation, 21 to 22, although I think it's still going on, 5 million people left their healthcare jobs. Yeah, if you remember, that's when they had the vaccine mandate. That's when other individuals were able to work from home and work two jobs from home, making more money than coming in. And healthcare staff, 1 in 5, talk about how they're burnt out and are planning to quit. And so some staff are actually sleeping in cars. We're being told some of the staff that's picketing because it's too expensive to live. And mind you, Kaiser's in areas that are more expensive. And I got to tell you, when I say strikes are coming, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so we're watching very closely what's going to happen with the Culinary Union. The Culinary Union represents 53,000 Las Vegas workers. Now, they are in negotiations right now with hotel and casino operators. But when they strike, it really takes down the strip. And many of these workers work at MGM Resorts, Caesars Entertainment, Wynn. They're negotiating for a new 5-year contract to boost wages and benefits. But, you know, we have had strikes in the past, and it's not good. But again, if individuals are feeling like they cannot afford today's prices, and they feel like other industries are paying more, they're either going to leave or they're going to ask to be paid what they believe should be the 2023 amount. And what does that mean? That means everything else is going to go up. I don't blame people for asking for more money. It's expensive. You should see the rent right now in Las Vegas. Try to buy a home in Las Vegas. It's really expensive. And I love Las Vegas, but we're not oceanfront. These are prices that I remember 15 years ago in California. So if the prices keep going up, people need to make more money. If people are getting paid more money, the prices go up. So the Culinary Union may be next. And then other industries as well are watching. So if Kaiser Permanente workers are able to get what they demand, and they're not really asking for a lot. I think only a 6.5% raise. I'm surprised only that. But if they get what they want, then you could sure as bet other healthcare unions are going to say, us too. Why not? And unions are very powerful, and they need to be in order to make change happen. I've worked for companies that were an absolute cluster and a half, and nothing would get done. And if you walked off the job, they'd just replace you. They don't care. But in healthcare, it takes a message. Now, patients don't like it. They can't stand hearing medical staff strike. They're like, they're supposed to be here for us. Aren't they supposed to be unselfish? The problem is when you're overworked and underpaid, you don't need to be there. I mean, how many times does a patient tell you thank you? Unfortunately, healthcare is a business. And these workers want to get paid what they deserve. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Well, I mean, I predict we're not going to have a lot more people wanting to work fast food. And I don't think you'd even be able to pay them enough. It's just dangerous. Working in fast food is dangerous. We hear this time and time again, where people who work in fast food industries are attacked or assaulted. Did you hear about this one? A Taco Bell employee got shot, I think multiple times, when in North Carolina, the suspect thought that he was given the wrong amount of change after placing an order. Now, the person lived. He's, I think, still in the hospital. But according to the Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department, officers responded to a shooting and assault with a deadly weapon call at 9:30 p.m. on Saturday. Upon arrival, officers located an employee suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. Witness statements indicate that after ordering food, the suspect became aggressive in the drive-thru, when he believed he had been given an incorrect amount of change. The suspect proceeded to leave the drive-thru, came inside the restaurant, became more aggressive, produced a firearm, and began shooting inside the restaurant. Dahl McLendon is now facing multiple charges following the shooting. The employee was taken to a local hospital with life-threatening injuries, and police were able to identify the vehicle involved in the incident because drive-thru videotapes you. And it was a distinctive model, I guess, doesn't really tell us what car. And they tracked the suspect to his home. The suspect did surrender without incident. But, wow, a 67-year-old man. And so he's been charged with assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill, inflicting serious injury, and discharging a weapon with occupied property. To live, having multiple gunshot wounds, wow. Now, of course, the employee, privacy is, we do not know their identity. The privacy is being preserved, of course. But Taco Bell told Fox Business, "We are shocked to hear what happened. We understand that the franchise owner and operator of this location is working with the local authorities in their investigation and will be offering support to all team members present." So I've worked drive-thru, and having been on the other side where you give somebody a 20, but they think you gave them a 10, so then you miss change, it stinks. Now, and so when I worked fast food, I'd be like, okay, so this is $10, and now your change from this. And I would always kind of repeat what they gave me. Didn't do it all the time, but I tried to, because I didn't want somebody saying, I gave you a $100 bill. Because then they're like, well, let me see the $100 bill. Let me show you. And then you open up the cash drawer, and then they look, and then they can take it. So it's working with money and dealing with money and people is not easy. And, you know, I worked at Jack in the Box, and I would work the shifts that ended late. And it's, you know, people could be cruel sometimes. People could be, yeah. And, you know, sometimes also employees do make mistakes. And so the employee is supposed to get a manager, and then the manager has to come out and decide. And that's always not easy. But you don't know if somebody has a weapon. And also that could be a scam. I gave you a 20. You said I gave you a 10. And people have 20 in the cash register. Now, was it Cliff Clavin on Cheers that actually had the number memorized? So I guess somebody questioned him. And so he said, it's like D637054. He was right. Yeah. You don't learn your money. You don't learn it well. But it's, unfortunately, this is where we're at right now, where we have individuals who just have no care. You know, and when it comes to people in life, and they get so mad. I don't know if you saw that video of that woman ranting at some German visitors. Apparently, Brianna Pinnix, who's a talent acquisition specialist at Capital RX, got caught on film just going after, I think almost hitting, these German tourists, calling them blanket immigrants, demanding they leave the country. Now, I don't know if anybody provoked her or if anybody said something, but you see the boyfriend or whoever her partner is trying to tell her to stop, saying, I'm not going to talk to you again if you keep this up. Sit down, sit down. And he gets a medal for trying to calm her down. He got her to her seat, but then she gets up again, and then she starts to rant. Well, apparently she just got fired. A spokesperson for Capital RX told TMZ, our company has a zero-tolerance policy around prejudicial or discriminatory behavior. After conducting a review of the circumstances, we acted immediately and terminated the employee in question. And she's been accused of being xenophobic, where you insult people of another country. And so she's been fired. And it's kind of interesting because you watch the video unfold and you see the person videotaping start to get a little nervous that they're videotaping, which, by the way, is annoying when somebody is trying to videotape you. Yeah, I was eating dinner and you saw somebody try and, like, videotape me, you know, just talking to my friends. And you know, I was like, come on. I'd like a little bit of privacy, especially with food in my teeth. But they were videotaping her rants. And so you see them try to hide the camera and try to get this. And that's the video you see. But employers, you know, even if the video is truncated or whatever, if they see enough and there's public outcry, you're done. And it's also going to be a lot harder for you to get a job. And we're living in this world right now where you can get canceled in a heartbeat. But my question is why are people publicly just losing it. We see this all the time. Now, I know there's mental illness. I'm a physician. I understand that 1 in 3 people could suffer from mental illness. And it's probably even a lot more common than that. But you are seeing people just absolutely lose their marbles. And they do it publicly. And then it could ruin them for life. Or it could ruin another life because they attack somebody else. Now, I told you, my husband was walking on the strip. I was at a conference. And so we always take out a hotel room because we want to help out the local hotels. And so my husband and his son decide to walk. And there were these three drunk college students. One decides to come up and show my husband 2 middle fingers and then keep walking. Now, you know, my husband laughed it off. He's like, jerk. But he told me, he goes, that kid could get hurt. If that kid walks up to somebody with a gun or a knife who is going to get triggered by that, and that kid could get stabbed. That kid could get shot. Going up to a random stranger, giving them 2 middle fingers. What are people thinking? And I can only explain it as people like to fight. People like war. They want conflict. They thrive on that. Whenever there is a fight, I notice people just jump on in, they get all excited. Because we're animals at our core. Now, I don't like to fight. Do I feel better after chewing somebody else out? Maybe. But somebody innocent that doesn't deserve it? No. And I don't like the drama. And I don't want to think that I might not be able to control what I say. And I don't want to cuss, or say something about their mother. And so we don't have, and maybe we don't have enough outlets for people. I mean, kids, when they were growing up, they always kind of they played stickball, or maybe they would fight in the schoolyard and, get into fights and do whatever. Now everything is very, very restricted. Everything is very controlled. And maybe this is the result of that. You see this acting out. And people, if they're mad at Biden, or they're mad at government, or they're mad at their employer, they fear them. They won't go after them. They're going to go after somebody innocent, like who's behind a Taco Bell counter, or tourists that are sitting there laughing. You know how many times I'm laughed at, or how many times I think people are talking about me or making fun of me? Who cares? And also, don't let yourself get drunk or high to the point that you can't control yourself. That one woman who was on a plane saying she saw somebody and she was screaming MF and it caused a plane delay, she ended up, I think, losing her job. And I don't know what got into her. And maybe she does have mental illness. Maybe some of these individuals that just act out, maybe they do have, a psychotic episode. And this is when we see it. A lot of times you will not see mental health illness until there is conflict. That's why we always tell people, don't get married until you guys kind of have been through a little bit of an issue with money or a stressful issue. Because that's when you really, really see them. In fact, there's a meme saying, don't marry anybody until you've seen what they're like when the internet's not working. And if you see them completely lose it, hey... And that's only with the internet not working. You can just imagine what happens if they really lose it. 1-877, Doc Dolly, don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The U.S. has lost more work days to labor disputes than any full year since 2000 through the month of August. The head of Homeland Security calling for construction of a border wall in parts of Texas. The announcement published in the Federal Register calls for border wall construction in Starr County along the Rio Grande, where the Biden administration says there is high illegal entry. Former President Trump has left New York City and will not be present at his civil fraud trial today. Trump back in Florida after attending the first 3 days of the trial. The Powerball jackpot now up to an estimated $1.4 billion for Saturday night's drawing. No one matched all six numbers in last night's drawing. A single winner Saturday could claim a lump sum cash prize of more than $640 million. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we've been taking the easy way out with learning using tech. Now there's a obsession and a huge demand for ADHD medications for people to get through school, get through learning, get through work. And somebody with true attention deficit, they're the ones that need those medications. But now that everybody and their mother is on them to try to get through basic life, we have shortages. But on top of that, we're having poisonings. We're being told that calls to poison centers for ADHD medication errors have risen 300% since 2000. And most of these errors involve kids 6 to 12 years old. Kids are getting prescriptions, but the administered doses are not accurate. So these medication errors have risen 300% over the last 21 years in terms of the study. They went up to 2021 for people under 20 years old. This is according to a study from the Center for Injury Research and Policy and Nationwide Children's Hospital. The study was published in the journal Pediatrics last month, and it looked at the annual ADHD medication errors among kids and teens reported. The researchers assessed 87,691 prescription mistakes. What the hell is going on here? Is it that parents are saying, you know what, just take your medication yourself? So that's on average of close to 4,000 a year. There were 5,200 errors just in 2021 alone. So one child every 100 minutes is overdosing on ADHD medications. The majority of them involve male patients. The most affected age group was between 6 and 12 years old, which comprised 67% of the errors. 93%, though, of these mistakes happened at home. So what were they doing? Well, a very common one, which I have to admit I've done myself, right, where I would take a medication twice. Not, I don't do ADD medicines. I mean, my hormones or like an antibiotic. I'm like, did I take my antibiotic today? No. And they're like, no, I've already taken the antibiotic. So in this case, they said the patient inadvertently took the medication twice. The patient inadvertently took somebody else's medication, or just the wrong medication was taken or given. So the data came from the National Poison Data System, maintained by American Poison Centers, formerly the American Association of Poison Control Centers. They say the increase in ADHD medication errors parallels the increase of these diagnoses. We are unaware of data showing that healthcare providers became more likely to prescribe medications to a child with the diagnosis of ADHD during the past two decades. Therefore, we're unable to comment on whether changes in prescribing practices may have contributed to the observed increase in ADHD medications. So this is what I think is happening, right? We have a much different healthcare system than we used to. So you had a doctor that was the same doctor that you always saw. That doctor used to spend some time with you. Remember how upset you were with HMOs? How you said the doctor's only spending 10, 15 minutes with me? Now you don't you wish you had that back again? Now patients aren't even going to the doctor. They're wanting the doctor to call them from home and their house while they're in their pajamas. And people will ask me to prescribe ADHD medications, and in the company I work for, we don't, because it's a controlled substance. We have to recommend that we get them in with somebody in person. But these are medications that are abused, I think, by people who don't necessarily need them. And I think a lot of people are trying to use them for weight loss because they're stimulants. And so when somebody is going to a doctor who's overworked or a PA or nurse practitioner who needs to get on to the next patient and somebody reads online what all the criteria are, and they just, you know, list it out and say, look, this is what I have. Give me the medication. I'll follow up. I'll do exactly what you tell me to. People are like, okay, fine. And you don't have a lot of scrutiny. And then you have children having access to these. And parents are overwhelmed. They're trying to teach their kid by homeschooling or online schooling. Their kid is failing. Parents are panicking. They're like, well, maybe we need to give them ADHD medication so they pass. And I told you why these kids aren't passing. It's because they haven't had to read full books. They haven't had to learn phone numbers. They don't have to put things to memory like they used to. We make things so much easier now with tech. So they struggle in school. And in addition to, you know, teacher absences and subs and all the other issues that schools are struggling with, that now we have more kids than ever on these medications. And, you know, I always told parents, I'm like, look, you know, I know you want to get your child through the third grade, okay? And meanwhile, that child is sitting there playing his Game Boy or his little Nintendo game and hasn't even looked up in 20 minutes. And so the kid can obviously pay attention, which is why whenever we diagnose it, it can't be just issues at school. We have to notice it at home. And parents are like, when I tell him to do something, he doesn't listen. And I go, look, I got boys too. Yeah, that's what they do. You know, maybe you need to tell them in a different way. Maybe they need to realize that, you know, you have to, like my mom. My mom would get in front of the TV, shut it off. If I wasn't paying attention, then she'd tell me to do something. And I had to get up and do it. If she wasn't mad, she might let me finish the show. But she's like, if you don't do it, I shut that off and you lose TV. So, you know, sometimes it is discipline, but you do have some individuals, especially on the autism spectrum, that really struggle from ADHD. Well, these kids, you know, when we start having kids on medication, it's fascinating the psyche with that. Because some of them will take their own medications. I always thought if you have a child on an antibiotic or if you have a child on a medication, you are dispensing it. That medication is up in a cupboard that they can't reach or it's locked. You give them their medication, you lock it back up. And maybe people are being halfway, half-assed with it. By the way, 4.2% of these medication errors cause a serious medical outcome, quote-unquote, such as seizures, mental changes, tremors, agitation. Kids are getting into people's pot. They're getting into people's alcohol. They're getting into parents' Percocets. Look at that one kid that shot herself with a family member's gun. Did you see that one video? I guess the family was watching football or something. The gun was just sitting there on the couch. Kid walked over to it and shot her arm. Thank God she didn't look down the barrel. If you have parents that are not paying attention, and maybe that's what's going on. Maybe it's the parents' ADHD medicine that the kids are taking. But these medications could lead to high blood pressure. These medications could cause seizure with overdose. They could lead to agitation. And we just need to do a much better job. And so, you know, before a kid goes on it, I always tell parents, what is your plan on when they go off of it? You say they need it for the third grade. And I'm assuming you've tried everything. You've talked to the teachers, talked to counseling, you know, looked at different teaching methods. What happens when they're in the fifth grade? What happens when they're in high school? They have SATs. They're trying to get to college. What happens in college? What happens in law school? You know, what happens if they have a meeting and they have a deadline at work? So, you know, true ADHD needs to be treated, but I'm really concerned that a lot of people are using these medications as an adjunct to help them get through and to help them focus. And now that there's a shortage, you have individuals not focusing. You know, they said we've had a lot of call-outs and unemployment back up. People are, despite rising prices, leaving their jobs. Well, if they can't get the medication they're used to taking in order to stay focused, they don't feel motivated to go into work. We can't be medicating ourselves to get something done. There has to be an inner drive. You know, in the olden days, you wanted to eat, you had to fish, you had to farm. If you don't work, you don't eat. I don't know, we got to figure out how to get a less medicine-dependent society to do some basics in life. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time to get into the action.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I've been calling for it. I know a lot of political candidates have been calling for it, such as Nikki Haley. Former President Trump has called for it, where people in office who are managing our country, running our country, making political decisions, any sort of public official, needs to be cognitively competent. And that there should be tests whenever that's questioned, and the tests be run, and if they are proven to have cognitive dysfunction, they resign. And I want to ask you guys, how do we do that practically? Because that sounds like a no-brainer. If somebody has cognitive impairment, remove them. But you can always see how it could work against somebody. How many of us doctors were called cognitively impaired because we said the mandates that were happening with the masks and the vaccines could possibly worsen public health? How many of us were deemed incompetent because we said we think the virus was leaked from a lab? And so I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is something that needs to be done, but how do we do it? So that we make sure it isn't then wielded indiscriminately. Nick writes, they need to remove Fetterman. He says, why not recruit those who aren't physically apt for the military to the military, send them to the front lines to fight our battles? Because it is the same placing mentally, cognitively challenged in Congress and Senate. And so we, with any other industry, I mean, as Nick points out, you have to have a level of cognitive competency. If you are a physician and you at all are cognitively impaired, no, you are not allowed in the OR. You cannot take care of patients. Every time we renew for our licenses, they want to make sure we're not doing drugs. They want to make sure we didn't have malpractice cases that were a result of us being inept. There are standards. And I got to tell you, if it gets to the point that, let's say, because I told you guys I'm never retiring. I want to work. But let's say I'm 80, 90, God willing, and my memory and my thinking is not where it needs to be. No. I will not be practicing. Hell no. It's not. You know, in fact, if I have a bad migraine, now, in the olden days, I would take something and I would burn through it. But nowadays, if I have a migraine, I'm not going to contact the patient. I'm not going to talk to a patient. I'm going to wait until I know I'm 100%. And that's physical issues. ADA allows us to still perform and do multiple tasks and hold multiple jobs with physical disabilities. But being mentally ill, being cognitively impaired can be deadly depending on what position you're in. And so I'm asking you guys, how would that work? How do we do this? Because on one end, we could use a mini mental status exam. There's multiple mental status exams we could use. We could do it in an objective form. It could even be taped. I don't think we should live stream it. I don't think anybody would want to see themselves fail it, especially with all this AI and imagery you could do. You could, you know, fake it. But it should be given out objectively. And then if somebody does fail, you know, there's medical recommendations. And if it is something that isn't reversible, such as, well, you're sleep deprived or you're B12 deficient or you had an anxiety attack, or, you know, if it's something that looks like it's more chronic, you know, they'd be asked to step down. But the thing I'm worried about is they could do that to everybody. And then how do you prove if they do, let's say, the powers that be, administer the test inappropriately? How do you protect yourself? Now, you could say, well, go to your own doctor. Have your doctor do the test. Go, look, this is how I did my test. People aren't going to believe it. The way this world has been, it's kind of frightening. When a doctor had to get a psychiatric evaluation because she on Twitter questioned why the CDC won't look at natural immunity, that's some scary power right there. And so my fear is there could be, the powers that be wield abnormal tests, mar you for life, and you have no way to prove that it was done objectively. I mean, we can't even have our elections monitored by both sides objectively. We were told that people that were trying to watch the ballots were kicked out. And even if nothing sinister was being done, just the idea that you know, party members were kicked out, they couldn't watch, is suspicious. So, you know, people keep calling for cognitive tests. I agree. I support that, but how do we know it's going to be done with the highest standard and ethical? You know, the doctor that performed Biden's health exam gave a very, very thorough physical exam summary, but it didn't have cognitive in there. And I don't know why. And not all doctors do cognitive tests. I get it. When you come in for your annual physical, we don't always do a mini mental status exam. We probably should, but we don't. But in all industries, if there's a narrative, you can have that bias. There shouldn't be bias when it comes to medicine, but it looks like there has been. So I don't know what the answer is. And again, the Americans with Disabilities Act, which I support, protects individuals. And disabilities may include mental health issues. Somebody who suffers from depression or anxiety should still be able to hold a job. But are they cognitively impaired? Are they unable to make a decision at the snap of a fingers in the middle of the night when needed? Whoever is our commander-in-chief, whoever is making decisions for us, whoever is making healthcare decisions for us, whoever is operating on us, whoever is in law enforcement, whoever, we need to make sure these individuals are at their most competent when they're on duty. Now, mind you, you know, do you want to have a margarita off duty? Do you want to, you know, sleep, take a nap? You should be able to do that off the job. But on the job, you're supposed to be there 100%. No doctor is allowed to work at less than 100%. Because then you could make some serious mistakes with the patient. You have to be 100% all the time. But I really want to hear from you guys. How would we enable? How would we make this happen without it being wielded inappropriately? You know, the second President Trump or DeSantis or whoever gets into office, somebody's going to say, give them any mental status exam. Oh, they failed. They're out. They'll do that with Kamala Harris. They could do that with anybody. What is the actual procedure? Does there have to be examples online of, you know, I need to go to bed, I don't remember my cabinet's name? I mean, does there have to be criteria? But if we say everybody needs a cognitive test, it sounds easy, it sounds great, it sounds logical, but I could foresee there'd be a lot of issues with that. And currently, there are physicians whose mental status is questioned because they were concerned that people still got sick wearing a mask and people could still get COVID if they're vaccinated. And look at where we are today. We were right. 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.